But first, a major water source for the valley is considerably more drought-resistant than previously thought. New research shows the water that flows into the Salt and Verde rivers is 4 times less sensitive to climate change than the Colorado River. Earlier, I spoke with Bose Voma, a scientist and meteorologist with SRP, about the significance of the new findings.
I think it's definitely emerging research and novel, and it's quite simple when you think about the reason why the Salt and the Verde rivers would be less sensitive to warming. So 3/4 of the stream flow on the Salt and Verde rivers occurs December through April. And that's a time of year where the days are short and the sun is low and the potential for evaporative losses from the landscape is limited. And the Colorado River received its flow from an intense snowmelt season in April, May, and June, a time of year when the sun is high and the days are long. And the warming takes a bigger bite out of the runoff budget there.
One of the things we often hear about, of course, is runoff. It's very important for us to have the snowpack in the winter. I'm wondering, how much does that play into this?
So on the Colorado River, the snowpack is basically everything. The melting of the snowpack in the late spring is the big contributor to the runoff season. But on the Salt and the Verde rivers, it's a combination of winter rainfall, winter snowmelt, and spring snowmelt. And those three things come together to form our runoff season, which is December through April.
We've discussed so much generally here in the desert, of course. How much is Arizona, how much is Maricopa County going to be affected by climate change going forward? How promising is research like this, even if it's just emerging research, to say that a place like Phoenix, which has already been hit hard by climate change, could still be an extremely livable place, which obviously people want it to be?
Yeah, I think it's always important to conserve water in the desert Southwest. But this type of research is important because it, you know, highlights that a resilient and sustainable water supply is important for the economy. And that's really something to keep in mind.
But what does this mean potentially, big picture? Because we think about even the place has grown so much, whether it's because of conservation or efficiency or technology, we're actually using less water even though there are more people here.
The idea that the Salt and Verde River reservoirs and their inflow less sensitive to warming than Lake Mead and Lake Powell inflow is an opportunity to cooperate with other water suppliers in times of need and contribute to regional water supply resiliency and sustainability.
When people hear something like this, even if it's just emerging research again, is there a danger at all that people say, wow, okay, great, maybe I can use more water, or do you think we're smarter than that?
I think we're smarter than that. I think that a lot of the strides that have been made in the last couple of decades with, like you were mentioning, decreases in demand, shows that people are interested in conserving water. And I think that this can have the best of both worlds, where there is some encouraging news from recent research and people will still conserve water.
Does this have anything, has anything come to mind for you in terms of ideas going forward, in terms of other innovations? Because we talk about the Salt and the Verde versus the Colorado, as you did earlier. It makes me think, are there other practices that could be put into place? Or is this, in some ways, by virtue of just how these particular rivers work, are there things, are there best practices that can be taken from this?
Well, the best practice is to have a reservoir system that's in a long-term balance, meaning that the median inflow, the stream flow into the reservoir system, equals the long-term demand on the reservoir system. And that's the case for the Salt and the Verde rivers watershed and reservoirs, but that's not the case for the reservoirs in the Colorado River. And that's the key thing to remember as another difference, is that the SRP reservoirs are in long-term balance and the Colorado River reservoirs are over-allocated. And that's something that I hadn't mentioned yet and is, in a way, independent of everything else I've been discussing. The Colorado River has been in a long-term drought, like the Salt and the Verde rivers. And the sensitivity to warming has made that problematic. But another reason why it's problematic is the overallocation. So the average inflow, even when there's not a drought on the Colorado River, is too low for the demand on the reservoirs themselves.
Bo, how does this affect, if at all, how you look at forecasting? What's next as far as how long the Southwest drought could last here? Whether the monsoon is powerful, whether we have a wet winter?
Yeah, the thing to remember is separating climate change from natural variability and from just year-to-year variability. And what I mean by natural variability is these decades-long droughts followed by wet periods that occur naturally, and climate change will be acting on top of that. The idea of forecasting a year in advance to determine if it's going to be a wet winter or dry winter is a different problem and very, very challenging in its own right.
Bo, thanks so much. I appreciate the time. Thank you for your research.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Bo Svoma is a scientist and meteorologist at SRP, and you are listening to the show.